97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The idea that Kamala's opponent is talking to Putin and discussing what should be done. I mean, anyway, I'm not.
And now the man who will move around his schedule to make sure he can talk to us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is the one, the only, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First.
Can I tell you, it's literally a clown car in the Fox and Friends green room right now. I am in a stairwell, and I may actually have to drop my voice if I'm being too loud, but you have every person who's ever worked in hair and makeup at the Fox News channel. You have everybody who is performing or making an appearance at the Fox News channel. You have a lot of Secret Service, mostly, I believe, for A-Rod. and there's just a lot. And, of course, you have a studio audience, so, you know, you have some, like, family and friends that are. The green room is insane. Like, right now, Judge Jeanine and Kellyanne Conway are having coffee. Melania just walked through with her people. There's just a lot happening, and I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit overwhelmed. I have become a shut-in.
Wow.
I thought about the game last night, and I was so happy that I was cuddled up in my little girl's bed, and I was holding her hand compared to being at the game. That's how much of a shut-in. I'm becoming J.D. Salinger. I don't want to be where the people are, as Ariel once said again. I know that is because all I do is watch.
I was going to say, did you just quote history? The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's a whole new world under the sea.
the Dinglehopper.
I'm overwhelmed right now. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
I want to talk politics. And I can't guarantee I'm going to deliver. but hey, that's that, brother.
So the reason we got Todd on a few minutes early is that he's going to be appearing on Fox and Friends First following Melania Trump. Am I correct about that? Is she not on right now?
So get ready to watch the ratings just plummet when Pyro goes on. Melania's over, Pyro's on, okay, boom, turn it off. I see Frank Stiller right now, the great Frank Stiller, and I see the great Janice Dean. I'm telling you, this is like when you remember that movie Big Fish? It had a dream at the end, where, and it's not a dream, and everybody's alive, and everybody's walking around. This is like Big Fish, Foxford.
Are you always going to have studio guests, or like a live audience, or is this just a one-time thing?
We used to do it before the pandemic. We did this thing once a month. And it reached a point before Carly and I got the gig of morning anchors. We were like the side team, and they had us like do green room, like behind the stage, like the award shows. And they did it once, and they were like, "We're never doing that again."
So, what do they have you covering this morning, Todd? What are you going to be on there talking about?
Today I'm doing the just a regular reporter hit on the states that are bringing their cases to the Supreme Court over negative decisions that they received in their states. We're talking Pennsylvania Republicans, and we're talking the state of Virginia on their ballot question.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I understand where Virginia's coming from. I mean, to be honest with you, Pennsylvania, you're playing a game. I understand that. But I understand both sides of the argument in Pennsylvania. Provisional ballots, Democrats say they should be allowed if there's a problem with the mail-in. And they say that's the reason we have a provisional. Republicans are saying, hey, no errors. So, I mean, I see both sides of that argument. I don't see both sides of the Virginia argument. Non-citizens can't vote, period.
Right.
These are people that say we are non-citizens. You know, we're not like Meares and Youngkin and all the people in Virginia aren't doing some like seedy thing saying like we caught them in a sting that they're nonsense. They literally told the DMV we are not citizens.
Right. Why does it matter how many days out from the election we are? Because shouldn't we be celebrating the fact that we caught this and we got them off the voter rolls?
But that's the problem. They got it by the deadline. The deadline was 90 days, August 7th. They did it by August 7th.
Wow. So now this is making it all the way to the United States Supreme Court?
Yes, and so it'll be interesting to see if they actually decide in time. I mean, look, I'm hoping for sake of our country and, you know, for sake of my marriage and my relationship with my children that this is not something that's dragged along. But, I mean, we have to face it. Like, this could not be done on Wednesday morning when I join the fine folks throughout our nation from a diner in Pennsylvania. By the way, that's a programming note. I'll be in a diner in Pennsylvania the morning after the election, and I may or may not be able to call you on the Tuesday of, because I may be working, or if I'm in a car on my way to Pennsylvania, then I'll call you. We can talk for hours.
Oh,
whatever.
Nice.
You want.
Nice.
Do you think there could be violence? Like, let's just say that Donald Trump wins. What? Do you think that people could take to the streets?
The president of the United States says he was worried about violence. Now, who knows what's going on in his head? You know, there is a guy named Joe Biden who currently is. We haven't heard from him in months.
I've never heard of him.
What's his name?
The only thing that I worry about, serious on this point, I know people that are in certain industries, and they are preparing civil unrest plans. That concerns me. Now, I'm happy that they're doing it, because you always want to be prepared versus not prepared. You always want to be over-prepared. But the fact that, you know, that's not a Fox News talking point, that is something that is actually happening in reality, it is concerning. Mm-hmm. I really hope our better angels guide us on this one.
Boy, that's the truth. Well, I tell you what, Todd, we will, I hear all the noise in the background, my friend. We will, we'll be tuning in to watch here when you do your report on Fox and Friends. How about that?
Let's be realistic. There's a really good chance it's going to get killed because Melania is now going over her memoir. But, you know, they pay me to be ready. You don't pay me for anything.
Well, this is true. Just in our indebtedness and gratitude.
People helping people. Hey, go out there and vote. It matters. Have a safe week, Missouri, and we will talk next Tuesday, hopefully.
I hope so. Todd Pyro, thanks, my friend.
Have a great one,
all
guys.
Right. Yep, thanks for being flexible this morning and standing in the hallway outside of the green room at Fox. Carl, can you pull up Fox News right now with the first former and future First Lady speaking on there this
Stand
morning?
Stand by.
All right, hang on just a moment. Here we go.
TV 2.
Hang on.
Load.
And I did just drop that on him.
I do. I like to take pictures and from my memories.
So, right. Mrs. Trump, you have a big surprise for the audience today because they're all going to take home a book, right?
Yeah.
Look at
everybody
that.
Gets the book. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Very nice.
Are you surprised how successful it's been? Number one?
Number one. It's fantastic. I think people really love to hear from me, I guess.
Right. But, yep.
So, and... looking forward to that people reading it hear my story.
We'll see if it's back to the future one week from today.
We can't shop in your closet. We can't look like you, but we can read your book and learn all about the story. What's your website if people want to buy these books?
MelaniaTrump.com.
Okay. Ah, yes, nice. MelaniaTrump.com.
People loved when she came out for Madison Square Garden, that rally. Man, I mean, the crowd went nuts. Well, if I had to draw a picture of a first lady and the way she would act, the way she would draw, the elegance, that was Melania Trump. She even had the wave down.
Are you talking about the one that never got covered by Vanity Fair or any of the big magazines?
That one, yeah.
The runway model, Melania Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, that
mm-hmm.
one, yeah. Yeah, what a shame. What a shame the way they treated her as first lady, I think. Never gave her the respect, didn't fawn over her the way they did Michelle Obama or Jill Biden, despite the fact that not only she, and we're going to talk about this coming up here in a minute, because you won't believe some of the garbage they're talking about on MSNBC right now. Melania Trump, like Evelyn, who came here yesterday, is an immigrant who became a citizen of this country, right, and has lived the American dream. Now, Melania Trump married Donald Trump, which helped, but she had her own career before that, right? And speaks five languages, so clearly English is far from her first or second language, and is still able to communicate beautifully and give a great message and has written a book. Donald Trump was thrilled that her book was number one in the New York Times because he knows they would have suppressed it if they could, but they couldn't. And now you've got these people trying to claim that it's Republicans who don't like immigration. If you didn't hear from Evelyn, our guest we had on yesterday in this hour, you need to go back and listen to that interview. It's moving. It's up on the podcast. It's up on my Facebook page. If you want to go there and click on it, you need to listen to it. I sent it out on X earlier so more people could have a chance to listen to what she had to say.
Get more at 971talk.com.